Soul to Soul and Back to Life to start us off on Friday morning, 2nd of August. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Friday of a bank holiday weekend. Does it?
Hello?
Does it get better than that?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, it does as soon as you're finished, yeah. We're nearly there. Yeah, we're nearly there.
The end of your job on a Friday of a bank holiday weekend is probably better, to be fair. You're
jeez,
right.
Jeez, I had to peel myself like a banana getting out of bed this morning.
What's the story,
like
everybody?
A banana getting out of the bed. It was so hard.
Tara was saying the same. Mike was saying the same. I felt the same way myself. There was a bit of a sort of, what? Are you serious?
I think it's sometimes an alarm. It's the anticipation, isn't it, sometimes?
That you're going into a longer break.
You know the way. You know, you're always saying it as well. The short weeks always feel longer for some reason.
Yeah.
And the run up to them feels like they're never going to come either. So I think maybe it's a bit of that going on. A bit and of like mental fatigue.
Weird. I said to Mike, you know, we were talking about being tired or whatever. I suppose I stayed up a bit late last night, in fairness. 10 o'clock, man.
That is late.
10 o'clock.
It's
like, what happened to your life? 10 o'clock. And it's
you only realise that now. You've been doing that for about 30 years.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I just heard myself say it.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I realised, like, I mean, you know, it's not exactly clubbing it, is it? I stayed up to watch Sky Sports News.
Ah, you're mad.
I went to bed at 10
o'clock. You wouldn't catch me doing that.
I tell you, man, McCabe, I'll tell you something. You'd want to give up all of that late nights and all.
You'd
10 o'clock.
I'm like that. Well, as soon as there's Champions League on, you go to bed at 10 o'clock. And I know it's going to be a hell of a week now. Hell of a week. Went to bed at 10:05 one of the days. Jeez, I thought I was never going
to
recover.
What's happened to us, PJ? What's happened to the youthful exuberance we used to have?
Oh, now, come on. Thank God that's gone. That could nothing for us.
Yeah, Bill Withers, lovely day. And apparently that looks like that could well be the case. Looks like it could shape up to be a good one today. The weather for the bank holiday weekend as well, not too bad, in fairness. I think it might be odd spit spat of rain, isn't there? But generally speaking.
I thought there was a bit of rain now on the weekend, all right. It was supposed to be around...
I suppose it depends on where you are in the country.
Oh,
but anyway.
Jabers, hold on a minute.
What?
It's going to be very rainy on Saturday in Dublin.
Is it?
Yeah. It definitely is. Going into Sunday there, what's it like there? Sunday, a bit of a pox as well, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, lots of showers.
Is that the Mad Aaron site?
No, this is the one that's actually right.
I'm telling you, Mad Aaron.
It's not. It's that's Mad the way to go. Aaron is.
That's the way to go.
Lunatic soup of a site.
I used to think that's what's that one called?
The YR.
Yeah, I used to think that was very good.
It's never wrong.
They must be Joe. It's never right.
Would you stop? It's never wrong.
They've literally been saying, it's raining now. No, it's not. I'm standing here. No, it's tell raining you. Now.
Cork
no,
again.
I'm standing here.
Cork is bad for Saturday. Lot of rain. And Sunday. Lot of rain on Sunday.
I preferred my version of it. Don't mind
me. Yeah. Met Aaron's app would be giving you the weather from Christmas last year or something, I think.
Not at all. They're spot on there. Sure, why are probably just rip off Met Aaron? Well, they couldn't, obviously, I suppose, if they take all the wrong stuff. But who knows? Anyway. 6:15, let's get stuck into some birthdays and we'll never get them done. We have a selection from Friday and Saturday for you. In fact, to be fair, we've actually only one from today.
And then there's
three from the weekend. Right, so we're going to start with a Saturday one because it's this legend's birthday.
If you are going to quote gutter journalists calling Roy Keane a thug, you can do it on your own. If you're going to throw Mother Teresa, you can do that on your own as well. There's lots of tabloid journalists out there, and I'm not going to listen to him being called a thug by you.
I said that was written.
And who wrote it? Rod Little. He's the guy who ran away and left his wife for a young one.
Oh, Eamon
Dunphy. Top form.
Tell you something.
Sorry about the quality of that, but...
And in a very short amount of time afterwards, he doesn't like Roy Keane at all.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Doesn't like him at all now.
Such an impassioned defence of him. And then he was like, well, he's a... I mean, just he's a ridiculous toss, you know. Ridiculous.
Fickle business, this media lark, isn't it? Fickle old business altogether.
Obviously, when you don't get the second book to write, maybe, or whatever it is.
I told you about that time, a friend of ours, he saw, what was his name? Vincent Brown,
right.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
In a bar in Dorky, of all places. And I can't remember the name of the bar, it doesn't matter. And he went over to him, love you on the television, love you. I think you're brilliant. He's like, thanks very much, yeah. I know, it's brilliant. And when you start fighting with the Liam Brady, lads, man, it's great, so it is.
Wow.
I was
Vincent Brown,
he was so sure he was talking to Eamon Dunphy, which is just brilliant. I love that stuff.
There is actually, yeah. There is a touch of the old separated at birth about Eamon Dunphy and Vincent Brown.
There is, isn't there? Very similar approach to it all as well. But what I age is
imagine, I've never met Eamon Dunphy, right? Never met him in any capacity, which is kind of unusual. You'd imagine you'd bump into him at some sort of thing, of a yoke of a thing.
I've met him a couple of times now, yeah.
I've never met him, but I still kind of think that for all of them... No.
Yeah.
For all of that, I think he'd actually be good crack. I get the impression he'd be good crack.
If you're mad enough, yeah. You wouldn't have a small night out with him, like... You wouldn't be going for one or two.
So you're saying you wouldn't be in bed by 10?
I don't think so.
All right.
I'm not just saying.
Oh, well, that's me out then, isn't it?
Apparently the man knows how to party is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Isn't he supposed to be a well-known, like, one of the oldest swingers in town? A party man, like, he knows all the hot spots. And
talking about swingers and it's kind of...
Oh, no, not that he's putting his rubbing uglies with people. No, none of that. No.
He continues.
He's a party man.
Yeah, he likes to party.
I think so, yeah. Whereas Vincent Brown, fair I wouldn't pleasure. Say, does
and
it all.
And to be fair.
Say Vincent Brown's allergic to a party, but he'd be like me.
When you realise Eamon Dunphy's age and he's out there partying up big style and you and I are going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, maybe he hasn't been out for years and it's just a reputation at this stage. I'd say, I don't know, what is he, 72?
74, not bad. Not bad at all. Right, we'll go back to today's one. There's only one from today worth mentioning, but it's on the sporting front. And I know he's a big hero of yours. Davey Fitz.
Ah, Davey Fitz. Yeah, he's great, isn't
Current he? Wexford manager.
Ah, the antics of the man. The passion of the man.
Yeah.
If a Horland,
he's very intense.
If a Horland stick was to turn into a human being, then it would look exactly like him.
Yeah.
And there's an amazing documentary on with him on Monday now as well. I can't think of the name of it. Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's not often I look at stuff on RT and say, I cannot wait to see that.
Right.
But it's Davey Fitz, and it's when Davey met... Remember the young fella from the Late Late Toy Show? You'll totally remember. It was one of the most
not
viral
the guy
clips
with the watches.
No. Ah, jeez. Not 100 years ago, man. This is last year.
Right.
And the kid, I think he had no eyes.
Right.
And he was a very funny kid, and one of his dreams was to meet Davey, and he met Davey on the Late Late, and Davey invited him to come out to Crow Park to a Wexford game and the whole lot, and there's a documentary on what happened with the two of them.
Oh, right,
and it looks like it's going to be brilliant. It's on Monday night, I'd say. I can't wait to see that. Oh, there's going to be tears. Oh, yeah. Jim will be there. I'll tell you, wait to see him when now he knows about it. Cuddled up with his hot water bottle, snivelling into his blankie.
Yeah, with me tub of Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than that. That's one thing I envy the women's for that.
For being able to get stuck into an entire tub of ice cream.
While crying at the same time. Enjoying yourself while having an awful time.
Yeah.
I can't believe
that's a brilliant skill.
And if I ever see him again, I'm going to... There's something brilliant about that.
It is counterintuitive, isn't it, to say like somebody that you'd spend maybe 2 hours crying at a movie or crying at a documentary or crying at a series or crying at something. Crying at any sort of a story. Crying at a Facebook post.
Yeah.
And then declare it was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, jeez.
One of the best I've ever seen.
I had 2 litres of fish food. Fish food is a type of ice cream, by the way.
Just in case.
But what
he wasn't
age?
Talking about mermaids there.
Who are we talking about again?
Davey Fitz.
Davey Fitz, yeah. Davey Fitz is 56.
He's only 48.
Whoa.
Pressure.
But he has had to pressurise
the pressure
life.
Of Horland.
He's
the
had
pressure
an intense life, to be fair.
He has, in fairness to
right,
him.
Let's go back
I feel
to,
bad after that.
Let's go back to Saturday. Final one on the sporting front, but this is going to bring you back all sorts of memories, this is. Right? It is Ozzy Ardiles' birthday today.
Who?
Remember, what you mean, who?
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy Ardiles.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, I thought that would really bulk you into nostalgia there.
No, I was thinking for a minute that maybe he was a lad out of Black Sabbath. Ozzy Ardiles, the footballer.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Spurs legend.
Yeah.
And in from that World Cup, him and, what's the other guy's name? Ardiles and both of them played for Spurs. I was going to say Ricky Villa. That's not, was it Ricky Villa? Or is he an actor or a singer or something? My head is gone.
I don't know.
Anyway, I know Ozzy Ardiles is one of the Spurs
I don't remember
legends.
Much. I'm going to say something. I don't really remember much about Ozzy Ardiles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was a big deal because it was this time when kind of there wasn't that many foreign footballers in the English game.
And he was
And him and Ricky Villa came to Spurs.
So he's probably around, was he around like Maradona's time, was he?
Oh, no, much older than Maradona.
Is he?
Much older, yeah.
Oh,
Who would he have been? He'd be your... Would he have been your Glenn Hoddle kind of neck of the woods, would he?
That's the same.
As Maradona.
Oh, yeah, played, I suppose, he played in the same World Cup.
Right, well, then he would be Huddle well
before. Huddle and Waddle were on this pitch when the Hand of God happened.
Right, well, then it was way before that.
Oh,
so
God.
He's even before
Huddle. Oh, my God.
I would have assumed.
So where does that put him? This is a hard one. 61.
Oh, 67. Not bad.
Oh, James, I was a
not
bit off now.
Not too bad, though. And then the last one is off the sporting front. Great actor Martin Sheen. The greatest president American never
that's
had.
That's the one he is, Grant. That's all I need to know. There's so many of them, you wouldn't know which is which.
Yeah.
The only Sheen I know for definite is the Charlie fella, because he does have so much Charlie in his hooter that he's hard
winning.
To miss. But he's winning, even though he's losing. But there you go. Yeah, Grant. So Martin Sheen.
Brilliant.
Bro, the president. Very official looking man, in fairness. He's a very believable president. Is he the one that does Trump as well now?
No.
Oh.
No, that's
see,
Alec
Baldwin. A lot of sheep. Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. But to be fair to you, I understand where you've made the mistake. There's a lot of Baldwins as well.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Baldwins. How many Sheens is there then?
Well, there's
just
Martin,
a handful.
There's Charlie, there's Emilio Estevez. I know that's
I know,
ridiculous
but, yeah,
a Sheen, but you know what I mean.
He didn't want to be associated.
I don't know if there's any other ones. There might be other ones
that, there's only the three of them. Ah, for God's sake. I'm not at the races at all today. I'm totally confused. 63.
79.
You see, I haven't a clue. There you go. That's all as the RD Laser's fault. Coming in. Big
classic hits.
Balls on them.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. Happy Friday
happy
to you.
Happy Friday. And happy bank holiday Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Better again. Now, I know you're suffering a little bit as well, aren't you, like the rest of us with the old tiredness bug.
I don't know what happened this morning. I nearly beat the alarm clock to death when it went off at 4:30. And I was like, not even in bed. I was asleep by 9:30 last night.
Wow. Well, there is a suggestion on the WhatsApp. Dan in Cork has been on to make a suggestion. He said, lads, no wonder poor Tara is tired. Sure. This is our first full week in work this year.
Not quite true, Dad. Not quite true.
Oh, geez.
You can always rely on Dan and Cork for a caustic comment.
He knows his deal. He knows the deal.
Shall I tell you the good news?
Go on.
Oh, no. I know what it's going to be. Seriously. I know what it's going to be. Wait till you hear this. I bet you know what
where
it's going
to
be.
Where is it now?
I know I'm staying home.
Oh, yeah. She's not going to be here, is she?
Oh, it's a staycation. Right. I like it.
You're not coming in on Tuesday, are you?
No, I'm
you're
not.
A jackass.
Oh,
you're a jackass.
Yeah, Bruno Mars, Marry You, and version of Baker Street by Undercover is your Get Up and Go song on this Friday, 2nd of August. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much. Of course, the figures for Irish Radio was released there. Was it yesterday, was it?
Yes. Yesterday, I think it was. About midday yesterday, was it?
Yeah, so thanks very much indeed. Really appreciate all your support. Really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate you spreading the good word and telling your friends and your friends to tell their friends and all that sort of stuff, and just generally joining the family that is Classic Hits.
Yeah, that's, we're delighted. Thank you for having your breakfast with us every morning. We
thank
appreciate
you
it very much.
Indeed. 087-188-0008, as always, if you want to give us a shout for any particular reason. Let's see, what have we got? Jay on the Mun signing in there. We've got, who's that in Port Marnock? Alan in Dublin. God, beautiful sunrise in Port Marnock this morning. Morning to you, sir. Morning to Margaret in Fermoy, who's heading off to a wedding with the mammy.
Ah, oh, good stuff. Go on, look after your mammy now. These weddings can be stressful for everybody.
I tell you, taking the mammy to a wedding.
Oh,
man,
who invites someone's mother to a wedding? See, like, honestly.
Would you and your
just
mother?
Just not leave the woman alone. Mate, unbelievable.
I'd be more concerned if I was Margaret's husband.
You know, yeah, well, of course.
And he was like, so, what, you want to go to your ma? And no, you don't want me to go? No, I'll take mammy.
No, I think you'll find daddy was never going to go.
That was never an option.
I think
was
daddy was there. I think that as soon as he heard they were getting married, he was, I'm not going.
Northside Tony is very happy again. Nice sunrise pick from Northside Tony. Friday, let the weekend begin. Good man, Tony. Jay O'Demun signing in. As always, morning to you, sir. Driving from Galway to Mullingar for a half-year meeting.
Half-year meeting.
From Dara, AKDB in Galway.
Good
morning
stuff.
Morning to you.
Well, have a great
Galway
day.
To Mullingar, a half-year meeting.
I wonder what that'll be about now.
God, meetings in here last half a year.
Yeah, they do.
Around,
yeah.
But anyway.
Oh my God, yeah, you go in July to talk about Christmas, and then when you come out, you missed it.
Chainsaw Man, happy Friday to you, sir. Tip top. Tony the Greenkeeper suffering from what's afflicted us all. In here, at least, he says he's absolutely shattered.
It's one of those days. Everybody's wrecked this morning.
Although, to be fair, PJ, right? He shattered because he was chopping and stacking timber till 11 o'clock last night.
See, yeah.
That's proper man's work. Like, you and I are sitting here and you get all uptight because you spilled some coffee on your wing wang and...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
All that and, you know...
I'm glad you think that's something to laugh at.
I didn't laugh.
I nearly burnt a hoo-ha off myself this morning.
Didn't laugh. I'm just saying Tony's out there doing proper man's work. You know what I mean? He has a reason to be shattered.
Mm. Yeah, well, I was walking around in the sun yesterday for ages. So, I don't know. Beat that. Tony, the whatever the hell you are.
Yeah. Did you nearly get dehydrated and have to
I was. I was parching when I got home.
And go and have to get a cool drink. Did you, Tony? Did you?
I did. There's water and all. But I tell you, there's a lot of
good job you made.
By the time I got home, I was starving.
It's great to see you, because, you know.
And I have to, like,
to
you know.
You go through that. Having to walk the pier in the sunshine. The sun beating down on you.
Yeah. Though. And then I went in and I started my Netflix and I went back to the start of the show. Where I should have started where I left off.
Oh. Man, you had
it was a rough night, man.
Tony, you and your stacking wood till 11
wood.
O'clock at night.
Anyone can stack wood. What is it? Anyway, matchsticks probably.
Derek the Butcher's back in action. He's back up early mornings. So he's back listening. Good to have you back, Derek. Larbar checking in.
Larbar, how you doing, Larbar?
Apparently, that Bill Withers song, Lovely Day, Soul System do a great version of it, according to Larbar.
Cost the deal, Larbar, Soul System. You know yourself there, bye.
It's a lovely day, bank holiday, then I jet off to the sun, play some 90s for me please, roll on 12 so I can start my holidays from Elaine.
We will do, you know we're going to do that for you very soon.
Is there some 90s on
the way?
We'll
bang on a bit of Britney for you, how about that? Doesn't get much more 90s, she's the queen of the 90s.
Do a bit of Britney for you, as you head off on your jolliers, good for you. What's this? Hi PJ, look at this. Mark has decided to take your words and use them against you, PJ.
What do you mean?
He says, hi PJ, just thinking here, with Man U not being in the Champions League, you'll have plenty of early nights. Europa Leagues are generally 6 p.m. kickoffs, says Mark, a.k.a. Scabby Scouse.
Yeah, good name, Scabby Scouse. Yeah, Scabby Scouse, that's right, yeah. Oh my God, right. Well... in fairness, I can't wait to see us lose another final this year.
Look at it.
The season, of course, starts on Sunday.
Yeah, so the Charger Shield.
Now is the time to swing the old rivalry digs again. Mm. As much as Scabby Scouse has kind of irritated my bottom slightly, it's great to see it all coming back. Great to have the slagging back as well.
Everybody's on the old photograph kick this morning, even our mate Collie.
It's a beautiful sunrise.
Collie out there in Dunleary.
Look at him, go on, Collie!
Is that, now where would that be from?
That's from the end of the pier.
Or is that, yeah, okay, right.
Right, down the end of the pier.
Good for you, Collie.
That fella's fishing there. You see a man fishing in that photograph? He never goes home.
He's just there.
I've never been down there and he's not been standing there. He's half man, half seal. He's there all the time fishing.
That's incredible.
Collie rub his fish off now and run down the pier thing. Good on you, Collie.
Morning to Sarah in Galway. Morning to Dan 2.0. What's this? Somebody looking for a plug for the Munster 100.
The Munster 100 motorcycle road races is on 3rd and 4th of August.
There you go.
In Glanmire. If you have any interest at all in motorsport, I am telling
it's
you.
It's the place to
road
be.
Road racing is the absolute ultimate high end of motorbike racing. Of sport, anyway. All the gladiators are gone. They're all on motorbikes now, so check that out. That's going to be an amazing weekend. I wish I was going to that.
Budgie and Fox Rock was on to say happy Friday and up the dubs. Have you ever heard the story about when Paddy O'Shea met Martin Sheen in his pub?
I didn't, but I bet you Paddy O'Shea probably didn't even know who he was. Probably gave out to him.
No, yeah, so do enlighten us. What else we got? Greg and Ballinasloe. Morning all. Oh my God, there's blooming millions, right? I shouldn't have started.
Flying, yeah,
right,
you're right. Sorry you started
right,
now.
That's it, I have to bail out now. I need to go and have a lie down.
Run away, Jim, run away.
You think Tony, the greenkeeper, stacking wood till 11 o'clock at night is tiring?
Yeah, you want to see.
Reading all
trying
these
to troll through text, there you go.
Unbelievable.
Some wood stacking, man.
What? I'm having another cup of coffee.
Phone isn't even that popular at the time.
Yeah, Shakira, whenever, wherever. Here are classic hits on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, Friday 2nd of August, 10 past 7. Heading into a bank holiday weekend, always a good thing. Thanks a million for hanging out with us this morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to give us a shout. And now, it appears that when it comes to, asking questions... There are outright winners, really, aren't there?
Oh, God. There's nothing I hate, by the way, before you can get into it, more than questions. I despise questions. Here you're just trying to go about your business.
Why do you...
See, this is why. This is why. You know, you're just saying, what were you doing today? What's it got to do with you? We're married. So what? Mind your own business. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm just trying
any questions.
I'm just showing an interest. Yeah, well, show an interest in the telly then.
Do you suppose any kind of questions at all about anything, is it?
No, I like small talk. I like small talk.
Do you despise
talk,
questions
right?
about being asked about why you don't like questions?
God, you should have known better than to bring this. I actually should have seen this coming now. This is my own fault.
Well, anyway.
This is my own fault. I like small talk, you know, where you're just talking about, you know, what's going on? Grand, yeah, did you see the telly? Yeah, did, yeah. What about that match? Brilliant, yeah, wasn't it? What do you think of it?
Hang on a second. They're all questions.
Small talk
did
questions.
Did you see the...
Small talk right. questions. I love small talk.
So what
talk.
You're saying is, don't ask you... Hey, Jay.
For instance...
How are you feeling today?
Yeah, mind your own business. What do you do when you go home? Oh, jeez. Mind your own business. But when it comes to people getting bombarded with questions they don't like or irritating questions, it's parents again. Because kids are... Well, look, come on. We all like this. Children are a gift. And all. Let's face it, right? Kids are a pain in the back of the pants. And they are... The most annoying question askers of all time. Over the course of an 8-week break, that works out as that's like 3,080 questions kids will ask. That works out as 55 questions a day.
That happens over how long?
It's 55 questions a day. Regardless.
So you're saying
it's just
that
over,
like,
so over 8 weeks, it's 3,080.
Right. So
questions.
Basically, summer holidays. So
yeah.
Most parents will experience questions from their kids 55 times a day over the summer holidays.
No, that's one kid. That's one kid. So then for every kid you have, it gets much worse. The endless stream of questions that parents of three kids, right? Here we go, this is good. Face a massive 165 questions a day. 9,240 questions over the summer break. Oh my God.
Come on.
I have the top 10 questions.
It's just come into me head now that Margaret, who's a regular listener to the show, I mean, she's
40 kids.
40 children.
Yeah,
I think.
Imagine.
As far as I know.
It's no wonder she just zones out and listens to us.
I think, yeah. I think even she lost count at one stage.
Oh.
Sorry, she's correcting me. It's four.
The
I
ten
knew there was
most,
a four in there or something. Yeah. Four or 40, it was. Whatever.
The 10 most asked questions that people,
okay,
that kids
well,
ask.
We got a top 10.
Oh yeah, do you want to do the thing?
Well, of course, we have to.
In at number 10, why do we have to wash ourselves?
I love it.
Yeah, that's it. Number 10, yeah. 29% of kids have asked that question.
Why do we have to wash ourselves?
Why do we have to wash ourselves? In at number 9,
where do babies come from?
Oh my God. The worst possible question, I suspect, that most parents could be asked by their kids.
Yeah. Is it? That's just...
I was never asked that.
Just go and ask your man.
None of my three lads ever asked me that question.
Yeah, because they knew it was pointless asking Dad anything, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, what?
And in my case, anything.
Yeah. Dad, what do you want? That was my dad. Dad, what do you want?
I just wonder, can I ask you a question?
No! Ask your mother!
Ask your mother, one of the truly great responses of our generation.
Absolutely. In at number 8, why do I need to eat vegetables anyway? There you go. Yeah.
I know an awful lot of adults that give you that sort of response as well, to be honest.
Oh, I know an awful lot of adults, yeah. That doesn't come around for a lot of people now, to be honest with you. Number 7.
How did I get into your tummy?
Oh, another one. That's a follow-on question, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's definitely where you go. No, you know something? Now it's time to ask your father.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, fucking... You did it, yeah. And you know something? I didn't think your dad was able to do it either. Number 6. How come you're not allowed... do that. How come you're allowed to do that and I'm not?
Yeah.
Yeah, 37%.
Yeah, monkey see, monkey do thing. Yeah, that's typical, that is.
Yeah.
Can I have a pint of Guinness?
Yeah. No. It's for big boys.
How come you can have it though?
Because yeah, I'm older. I get to say things.
You'll understand when you're older.
Because you're thick. In number 5.
Because you can't pay for your own beer, yeah. That's yeah, why. Yeah. That's when you can buy it, then you can have it.
When you can get around in, you can do whatever you like. As long as I'm living under your roof.
Correct.
Right, so there you go. Number 5. Why do we need to sleep? I can imagine,
wow.
Yeah. Well,
I know that from a kid's point of view, it's probably not really deep, but that's quite a question, that is.
Yeah, well, it's basically because mummy and daddy need a rest sometimes. Because
correct.
You're not actually... Because, little darling, you're actually very annoying. and we need you to go to bed.
Yeah. That's it's the only peace we get.
For hopefully for 20 hours a day. See if you can do it for 20 hours. Go on, I'll time you.
Yeah. You wake up, you can have a pint.
Number four, why do I have to go to school?
Ah,
oh, yeah.
A question I did myself ask many, many times.
I think we all remember that one.
I wasn't the greatest fan of the old institution of school.
Oh, my God. The word, you know the way they say school will be the best days of your life?
Rubbish.
Kids listening now, it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's all a lie.
I've had way better days.
Literally every day since I got out of school was better. It gets better and better better.
It's good job the kids are on summer holidays.
I'm an adult
parents
now.
Everywhere we're going.
Kids.
Hey, shut up, will you?
See, this is what they do. It's a conspiracy, children. They make me say these things. They only let me say them when they know you can't hear me. If there's any children awake, it's
spread
a lie.
The word.
It's a lie. You get to get older, you can do whatever you want. You can drive a car.
It
I can eat ice cream
in.
For breakfast.
It
I can do whatever
feed
I like.
Into the idea that, you know, similar to the why do we need to sleep? Why do we need to go to school? Is, well, you know, I need a few hours every day where I don't have to deal with your...
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. But it's this spoofing them up that it's the best days of their life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I look back in school and I genuinely think it was the worst. The actual worst of the time of my life. Yeah, genuinely, it was horrific.
Yeah.
Everything about it was horrific. So now, look at this, I just get to annoy everybody now and you can't give out to me half as much. Number three, why can't I stay up late?
Yeah,
huge question, yeah. Because you always wanted to watch, you know.
Good stuff was always starting when you were going to bed.
Dallas and all. Oh, it was great. Yeah. And then trying to... Remember, you'd be sitting on the stairs trying to just listen to the telly. Are you there?
No.
I know you're going back a bit. Hold on. Number two. Are we nearly there yet? Oh, my God, yeah. Are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there
yet? How much longer?
15 seconds.
Are we nearly there?
How long is 15 seconds? Very long.
Just over an hour. Yeah.
And so we've made it to the number one question that and kids ask their parents.
Everybody knows the answer to this. Everybody knows the answer. Think about it. What is the number one question kids ask?
To be honest with you, because I kind of thought that maybe are we there yet, or where do babies come from might have been the number one.
You're thinking
one.
Too broad. It was exactly what you took. You were taking the piss out of me earlier for. It's why.
Just why.
That's the number one question. But
no
why?
Matter what's happening.
Why? Why though? Why? Jim, why? Mike, why do we have to do that? Can I go home now?
Actually,
no.
Now that you mention why? It, this is all becoming very familiar.
Yeah, why do we have to do that?
It's starting to sound like our production meeting after the show.
Yeah, it is.
But why do we have to do the things now?
Why am I supposed to care?
I want to go to the toilet.
Why do I need to go to the toilet?
Guaranteed Irish, you too. Still haven't found what I'm looking for here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:23, happy Friday to you. Friday heading into a bank holiday weekend. Always a good thing, as we say. And if you fancy giving us a shout, 087-188-0008. Particularly if you fancy taking a few quid into the weekend, because we got the Hitbit on the way before 8 o'clock. What are we playing? Are we rounding anything up? Where are we at with the old Hitbit money-wise?
We are on 840 quid. That's what we have this morning on the Hitbit, so it is. 840 euro, so...
Is there any benefit to rounding? It up to 850.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Of course there is. It's a bank holiday weekend. Are you
exactly.
mad?
That tenner could do all. So you get, imagine the ice creams you could get with that tenner.
I tell you, you get a round in.
Yeah.
Get a round in.
A round of ice creams.
A round of ice creams. Four ice creams, please. All for me. I'm getting a round in.
Right. So if you fancy us, do it now. Why not let us know if you fancy playing?
850 quid, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Give us a shout now if you want to have a go.
Yeah, quid playing games from the Backstreet Boys. Happy Friday, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way for 850 euro. It's a bit of a hit of what hit is it a bit? Tell us and we'll give you all of that cash. The clue is out there. Previous guesses are out there. You can listen to the clip. Best place to start is classichits.ie and then let us know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. All of that is on the way. But in the meantime, right... as I mentioned yesterday, we were chatting to the lads yesterday and I was just saying that, you know, doing a bit of work over the course of the bank holiday weekend, as I do every year, I think this is year number 5 or 6 or whatever it is, with the Roundwood Street Festival.
Oh!
Do some emceeing at various events and stuff
the
like that.
The unmissable.
You know, giving a little bit back to the community, PJ.
Oh, of course.
You know, charity, it's something I know you're not overly familiar with, but I'm joking. But anyway, so that's what you're doing your bit, right? And then, of course, the whole thing came up about what would be on. At a festival like that.
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, to be fair, festivals around the country, let's just say that the Father Ted episode right?
Yeah. Oh, there's some.
Didn't lick it off a stone.
Not at all. And it's time to celebrate the Irish Bank Holiday with style. The Irish Bank Holiday is here. Roundwood is having their festival, shamelessly plugged by its own MC, as you just heard right now.
Yes.
And it means that.
What a weekend it's going to be!
And if Roundwood have a festival, it means a lot of Ireland are probably doing it too. I'm having my own PlayStation in the House festival this week. You're all invited. Well, you're actually not, but there you go. So we're asking you what other festivals are going on in the country. We want to give them a plug. We want to plug all the festivals we can.
And specifically, what we do want is, and we're not, you know, we're not taking the wee-wee here at all. It's genuinely, we do want to plug them, but we would be interested in the more unusual, uniquely Irish kind of things that might take place at one of these festivals.
Well, you say uniquely Irish. Michael?
Yeah, that's fair to say, yeah. So I've been having a look to see what's going on, but like, to be fair, a lot of the very small festivals, like I don't think the Roundwood Festival has a website, does it, for example?
No, not that I
know. So that's why you need to tell us about them, yeah.
So it's kind of hard to find them. However, I have found a couple, and one that I found, excuse me, is the Durrow Scarecrow Festival.
Oh, who would miss the Durrow
Scarecrow Festival?
Durrow County Leash, of course, yeah.
In County Leash, yeah. So that's happening this weekend.
That sounds
and there's
amazing.
There's going to be scarecrows all over the place, all dressed up in various colours and in various outfits and all that. Best one, the winner.
Right.
So if you want to enter that, you can.
Okay. There you go. Many of you have travelled down the M7 and saw a signpost for Durrow on Tosh. I have no reason to be going there. Well, you do this weekend.
Now you do.
Scarecrows all over the gaff. It's going to be like a Wurzel Gummidge Fest.
It says that this year's festival includes music, fun, and an assortment of family-friendly workshops and activities, okay?
As well as the scarecrows.
As well as the scarecrows.
I bet you'll be face-painting as well. You can't have an Irish festival without face-painting. Even up in your one now, they'll be face-painting for some reason.
Yeah, you can't have anything without face-painting.
They'll be up in Wicklow now waiting to see painting the kids to look like sheep and all.
You go to buy a car and somebody tries to paint your face.
It's just a thing.
That is very true.
It is. Face painting's a thing.
Everything,
Right, okay. And then there's the Rockin' Food Festival in Enniscorthy in County Wexford, which is a food festival mixed up with rock music, which I think is kind of quirky, right? So you can go and taste loads of food and buy samples of food or whatever and hear a rock band in the background.
Great idea.
That are on the...
That's brilliant.
The truck and so on.
I know what I'd be doing. Sunday, 1 o'clock, chicken balls, curry sauce and chips in a basket listening to a Slayer cover band.
Now, Slayer cover band.
That's the way to do it.
If you want to go to County Antrim, you can go to the Yarn Folk Festival of Wool.
Right, you're losing me a bit now.
A festival of wool
to celebrate
PJ,
all
PJ, you don't know how
wool.
To live. Look, listen to this now.
And it's in Antrim, isn't it?
All things wool.
Excuse me, listen to this. It is the ultimate creative day out with focus on appreciating the quality and beautiful of handcrafted products in wool and learning new skills. So you can go to various points around Antrim and learn how to knit.
You could learn to knit, PJ.
And it's in Antrim?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be all L ones knitting Palestinian flags and the tricolours and Union Jacks and all, giving each other the evil eye. That'd be great, crack.
A festival of wool.
And then if the Liffey Swim wasn't good enough, which was a bit bizarre, but I just said I'd throw in a city one as well. That's happening this weekend. The Muff Festival is on this weekend in Donegal as well. So if you're going to go to Muff, laugh your heart out at all the ridiculous things that are happening, because it's obviously funny to say the word.
Right.
Go there.
It's just a festival of Muff.
It's a festival of Muff, essentially.
That's all it is. There's no particular theme to the Muff Festival.
Are there any activities listed?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like actually face painting is
face painting
mentioned.
Is one of them.
So there's Muff face painting. And there's Muff.
All sorts of things.
This is my point. Go up there.
Yeah. Well, they'd be doing everything. They'd be running and jumping and diving.
Running and
all that sort of stuff.
Muff, everything.
So it's an incredible festival.
The painting.
There.
That's what I'm telling you. Go to Muff. It's a pretty normal festival.
Right.
But it's bloody funny.
All sorts of activities. Which just take on a whole new aspect.
Especially the one that he made a mistake on is at the start, which is an activity I definitely don't think you should bring the kids to. But there you go.
So that's what it's all about, basically. We want to know, right, wherever you are listening to us around the country today, we need to know whether or not you've got a festival on the go, and is there anything kind of quirky about it? Is there anything a little bit uniquely Irish or a little bit off the kind of beaten track about it, or, you know, just a bit unusual, anything at all? 087-188-0008, by the way. If you want to let us know, we may even have we any sort of a prize we could throw out there, Michael?
Yes, absolutely. 2 tickets to the Muff Festival. No, I'm joking. Okay. We have an ugly mug.
Your opportunity to have anyway.
And it's your chance to plug what's going on. We might turn up to one of these. I've got the whole weekend off. So
there you go.
Mind
PJ is quite literally at a loose end.
Yes,
anything could happen. Right, so let us know. 087-188-0008.
Classic hits.
And now the hit bit.
with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Oh, I missed it because I was
he
looking
didn't
for the
even
thing.
Say, oh my god, look at the shock.
I was
on
looking,
Mike's
I was on the wrong
page.
I was searching
god.
For the page.
See what happens, you go, oh.
Do you want me to step in here, Jim?
If you don't mind, Michael. Thank you very much.
That's it, I'm not singing anymore. I've had enough now. I've been humiliated. I've been trying to fight back against the crooning sensation that is Magic Mike, and it just hasn't happened for me. And now he's literally humiliated me in front of people deliberately.
He's literally slipped into your shoes.
Yeah.
While you are standing there.
They're my slip-ons, mister. And I am not singing anymore. You've ruined it forever.
Ah, PJ.
No, and that's it. Now, let's see your puns, smarty pants. 800.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. No pressure on these ones.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. No pressure this morning, sir. 840 quid. It is 850 quid. We're taking a tenner off Mike to make up the deficit there. And you can hear it as many times as you want at classichits.ie. And it sounds like this. And Rebecca Murphy and Kildare is going to have a go first. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I was. Do you know something, Rebecca? I'm actually not great now, thankfully.
His feelings are slightly hurt,
yeah,
Rebecca.
Yeah, my feelings have been slapped into chops, so they have. How are you getting on, Rebecca? Any bank holiday plans for you?
Mother's birthday party this weekend.
Your mother's birthday? Okay, yeah, very good.
Okay, well, tell her happy birthday from us.
I will.
Right, so hopefully she'll get a good present then if you get this right. What do you think, Rebecca?
Is it Fun Loving Criminals, Scooby Snacks?
Scooby Snacks.
What a tune.
Right, what
great
do you
tune.
Reckon?
Great tune.
Now, over to Magical Mike.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you won't be robbing our money this morning. It's wrong, sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
See you later, Rebecca. Okay, I think we can both say that was a terrible joke. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Happy Friday, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Now, Alison and Cork.
Oh, that was hilarious. PJ was literally like, Yeah, so you that's your effort. That's your effort,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's your effort.
I don't even find Fantastic. It mildly amusing.
Anyway, next up to embarrass Mike is Alison and Cork. Hi, Alison.
How are you?
Oh, good, Alison. How are you getting on? What's your bank holiday got in store for you?
Well, nothing much. Just going to be relaxing at home as much as possible.
That sounds pretty good thing to be doing on a bank holiday, to be fair to you, Alison.
Yes.
No local festivals on or any of that madness, no?
Not that I know of. I have to check it out.
Right. We'll find some for you. Don't you worry about it, Alison. We'll find some for you.
Right then, Mike is waiting, Alison. What do you think it is?
I think it's the Offspring, Pretty Fly.
Oh, Pretty Fly for a White
Pretty
Guy.
Oh, Pretty Fly for a Yeah. I haven't heard that song in ages.
Neither have I. It's a great tune. Right, so.
And Alison, have you any Offspring yourself that could do it this
morning?
I have
two Offsprings, actually.
Come on! Heaven!
No.
Oh, sorry, Alison. Yeah.
You're good. Thanks, lad.
Take care, Alison. Happy Friday, Alison.
Cheers.
Bye-bye now.
Unfortunately, Alison was so nice that joke made me laugh. That's silly.
Oh,
that's
shocker.
It was because you put in the hip in at the end, but you knew you made me laugh. Unbelievable, right? I apologise, everyone, for laughing and enjoying Mike. I know it's as tedious as he is.
Right. So on the way, Damien Farrelly, of course, later on this afternoon, 20 to 5, gives you a shot at winning all of that cash. 8.40, I think Damien will play for. 20 to 5, if you fancy another shot at the hit bit.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Great tune, Blur and Country House. Here are classic hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Friday of a bank holiday weekend. 9.5 minutes past 8 on this Friday. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And Country House, it's around the country that we were looking to go because we wanted to know about all of those festivals that are happening. Bank holiday weekend, and well, the August one anyway, tends to be a big festival time for those festivals that happen in sort of villages, towns, whatever, all around the country, right? So we're looking to find what's going on.
Well, yeah.
And also, we'd love to know kind of some of the events, you know what I mean? Some of the more unusual events, maybe necessary, or some of the more quintessentially Irish.
Well, then, yeah. And then I can't believe it was me going, I'm on in Dunleary. I don't know what to do with the weekend. There's a festival in Dunleary, for God's sake. The Beachyard Festival.
Beachyard is happening.
I completely forgot all about it.
Yeah. And yeah, I think you've attended
that anyway.
Before,
there's too many people at it. You know what I mean? I'd be into the more smaller sort of an affair, to be honest with you.
I like this one, though, from Sarah in Cork. Apparently, Miss... Is that pronounced Macra?
Miss Macra.
Macra, would you say?
Anyway, I haven't a clue.
Miss Macra in Tip. Basically, a lovely ladies' competition.
Yeah!
Now, that's what we're talking about. anything with a Father Ted element is
Look at this. I'm best of luck to Gillian Kennedy from Shandoon in Cork. And loads of other Cork contestants. So, we have a committee of people from the listenership of the show heading down to take part in it.
It's a big gig then, the Miss Macra.
Miss Macra?
In
who will be Miss Macra 2019?
Yeah.
Please let us know. Send us a picture with the sash and the tracksuit after they win it.
I love this as well from Steve in Limerick. Drum Collier are having their May Fair this Sunday. Don't ask.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, don't ask, eh?
Ah, you have to tell us more.
Mayfair in Drum Collier.
Mayfair, yes.
Kilkenny Outdoor Music Festival is on.
Brilliant.
So there's a lot of music.
And Walter's playing at that, look.
Yeah, you mentioned the Beach Yard. That is a primarily music thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's all, yeah. Mm. Yeah. They do have a little bit of
pieces. There's more to it than that.
Ah, there is. Sure, we were in it last year talking about Bohemians Football Club. They have all these talks and all sorts of different things going on, yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, there's a family fun weekend in aid of Milford Hospice. Where's that? It's obviously
Milford
somewhere around.
Milford is Cork, isn't it?
Right, okay. Because the text comes in from Limerick.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Maybe you're right. I put me foot in it.
Maybe it is around that neck of the woods.
Put me foot in it.
What else we got? Kappa Fest is happening on Sunday.
As in,
Kappa Fest is in
Kappa.
I guess so.
It's
a music festival.
Not as in Finglas, like.
No.
A hospital wouldn't have a festival, surely.
This is CAPPA. Does that make it any clearer?
Having the rashers.
Right.
It's in Kappa White GAA grounds, wherever that is.
So there you go. That's as much as you'll need to know. What else?
You need to help us out. Can I just say you need to help us out? We don't know where a lot of these places are. So when you say Kappa, I just honestly, for a second, there was going to be a lot of patients dancing around Finglas. Which, should that be in an orthopaedic hospital, I don't think a dancing thing would be a good idea.
It does sound like an amazing festival, though. Indie Festival Mitchellstown, 15,000 people will be invading, they reckon.
Yeah, there you go.
What else we got? Myself and my wife are going to Let's Rock Belfast. Tomorrow, all 80s bands, like the Forever Young Festival.
In Belfast.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Who knew? There you go.
Frank and Reg are heading off.
There you go. Where's Jimmy Somerville? Is he doing the thing? Get them pitch up, boys.
Here's one for you, PJ, now that you found your newfound kind of like, you know, your newfound status. And now that you're on the south side and you hang out with the yacht club and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, I hang around. They haven't let me in yet, but...
Yeah, somebody has said, not so much a festival, but the Greystones Regatta...
Ah, this is what I'm talking
...is on Saturday, first race, 10:30 a.m. And the Wicklow Regatta on Monday, first race, 11 a.m.
Fantastic. Great fun all day. Clubs from the East Coast, under-12s up to veterans.
You could have a bash of that in the under-12s. They might let you in.
Imagine I'd be four times older.
You can always come up and do canoeing with us on Saturday if you want.
Canoeing?
Yeah, there's canoe races and all that on the Saturday.
What do you mean? You just don't have water.
We have lakes. The Vartry Lakes are all up there. Huge big lakes. Mini seas they are, PJ.
They're beside you, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Right.
I think I'd be more like a veteran. Go and dress up as a pirate and hang around the regatta.
Oh my God, look at that. The locals call the Miss Macra competition the Miss Madra.
Ah, that's disgraceful.
Very bold. Come on, we're not having that.
Miss Madra.
How very dare you all.
I wonder, is there any dog shows going on? Now, look, I know you know what I mean? I actually mean actual dog shows. I'd love to go. I've never been to an actual dog show in my life.
What, you?
Never been to one.
You are joking.
Never been to one. Don't even know what goes on at them. So there you go. There's something to be at.
You've never been to a dog... I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah. And in fairness, look at the choice of things. Ireland's a great place on the weekend. We really do know how to celebrate. We're getting like Spain. You know the way every time you turn a corner in Spain, there's a festival going on. There's some lad doing arribas and fireworks and all that crack. Proper. Like, Ireland's actually getting to that level now. Like, you cannot cross the road on a good weekend without a festival happening.
That's a great thing.
You wouldn't even know what half of them are.
Tribe Fest is on in North Kildare Rugby Club on Saturday. There'll be all sorts of tribute bands.
A tribute band. Oh, you know that. Look at that. David Bowie tribute. You see, this is the only problem I have with tribute bands, right?
Right.
David Bowie shouldn't be called David Bowie tribute. You know the way they used to... There was a period in the 90s where they sort of sounded like the Axe. So it should be Darren Bowie.
And the Eagles should be the
Falcons.
Yeah.
And ABBA should be Flabba. You know, and Bon Jovi should be... You know, Jabez, where would you go there?
Yeah, by Jovi.
Jambon.
By Jovi.
Jambon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, listen, keep them coming. Let's just say, if there's a festival going on, right, no matter how small, even if it's like a village thing or whatever, if there's something a bit, you know, a bit unusual, or as we said, a bit quintessentially Irish, like, for example, have you ever tossed a sheaf, PJ?
I don't even know what a sheaf is. What's a sheaf?
Of hay. What does it mean? A sheaf of hay.
No.
Well, that's apparently a big... I've done a lot of tossing, but I've never tossed a sheaf. Apparently there's Irish champions involved in that and all sorts of things.
You're joking.
Yeah, because it's basically like a... You're trying to pitch this sheaf over this really high bar. And apparently, like, you want to see the height some of them get.
I know.
See, there's a whole world out there you haven't experienced.
There
PJ.
Is. I'm a city kid, aren't I? You know what I mean? City to city to city. Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick. And I know there's a range of things goes on outside.
But you close your eyes when you're driving between them.
I literally drive going.
Great tune. Haven't heard it in ages. The Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 2nd of August, heading into the bank holiday weekend. Hopefully it's going to be a belter for you, whatever you plan. Almost 20 to 9. And of course, right across the weekend, there are some big sporting events, some big GAA battles. The biggest of them all probably being when Donegal take on Mayo.
That's the game to watch really this weekend, I think, to be honest, yeah.
But the reason we're playing that Sunday game is because it is something that is quintessentially Irish, and that's what we're on the lookout for. Been asking you all morning, okay, with the bank holiday, August bank holiday, a lot of festivals on, right?
Loads going on. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah, not your electric picnics and your longitudes and your Forever Youngs and all those kind of big music festivals. No, we're talking about the stuff that happens in villages and towns throughout Ireland, right, and gets down to the stuff that's proper Irish. Like, for example, check this out. The Castletown Bear Festival of Festival of the Sea is what it's called, right?
Brilliant, yeah.
Castletown Bear Festival of the Sea in West Cork is on. Pig in the Pole is apparently one of the...
Fantastic.
What is that now?
Who cares?
Oh, exactly.
I want to be involved. It sounds amazing.
Pig in the Pole. That's quite spectacular. And there's a tractor run at Father Ted's house on Sunday the 4th in County Clare.
Brilliant.
You see? Now you're talking.
I've seen the house. Have you ever seen the real house?
Well, no. You mean in up close
in the flesh,
personal?
Yeah.
No.
I've been one of the privileged. Oh my God. Yeah, one of the privileged I have, yeah. To actually see it. I bet you they know something. That pig in the pole. It's just dawned on me. I bet you it's a game called Pig in the Poke and she spelled it wrong.
Oh, really?
I bet you it is.
Or Pig on the Pole. Maybe they have sort of lap dancing pigs. At the Castletown Bear Festival of the Sea.
That's called sausage on a stick. Yeah.
Pig on a pole.
I bet you it's pig in a poke.
Yeah, and like Tinnahealy Agricultural Show is on Bank Holiday Monday, according to Catherine. You can only imagine if it's an agricultural show. That'll be a spectacle.
You see, there you go. And there's a classic car fest in Dalkey.
There you go.
Oh, my neck of the woods. I'll be swanning around.
That's a bit highfalutin, though.
That's going to be brilliant.
It's not as quintessentially Irish, is it? An agricultural show where there'll be Massey Ferguson's on display.
There's no one definition of Irish. You know what I mean? One person's Massey Ferguson is another person's Ford Cortina with a leather helmet.
Classic mobile.
Yeah, you never know.
Another one here. I'm gonna see if I can bring Mike in on this one because I'm intrigued by this. Right, somebody has texted in to say the Golly Fishing Festival is coming up soon in Wicklow. Golly fishing for crabs with bones. What in the name of the Lord, Michael, is that?
Now, I can't say I know much about that now, lads. I'm not a crab fisherman.
Right.
I'm more the fish fisherman.
Right.
Golly fishing.
Golly fishing sounds deadly.
It sounds brilliant, yeah.
I look it up for you. I'll see what it means.
Yeah.
Golly fishing. Obviously, that's what it is. It's getting you. I'd say it's what we used to do years ago when we were young lads. You just get this fish in line with a bit of sausage on it or whatever and throw it down and you get the crabs. You go crabbing, we used to call it, basically. I bet you it's like crabbing.
Do you reckon that's the explanation? Fishing for crabs with bones. As in, do you use bones to catch them? Or are you looking for crabs that have a big bone?
Without bones. Well, jellyfish.
A golly apparently is a type of crab.
Oh, well then.
So that's what it's all about. I once caught a crab by mistake.
Right.
Great story.
Or did it catch you?
It didn't, no.
Right.
It's a great story if you want me to go into it sometime.
Nah, you're all right. Yeah.
Cheers, thanks for
that. I was out fishing for a mackerel.
There he goes
time.
Again. We should know better than to mention this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, I threw down the
thing. He's still going there.
Yeah.
Mackerel. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? The man just, you mentioned fishing and he turns
anyway,
into
a.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's going to go on now.
Yeah.
People start work at 9 o'clock and this story won't have ended.
We'll come back to him in a. We'll come back to him and see if he's still going on about it very shortly. Somebody's saying, PJ, you should go to the Selbridge Country Music Festival. Nathan Carter is on.
No way, I wouldn't not go near the place. No,
Noel not and Keane on the way to place. Cool Camp want you to go.
I tell you, I'd love to batter him with a wagon wheel that night.
Fantastic.
Oh.
There's loads of them coming in. But can I just mention, away from the festival thing, we did end up talking about, at a lot of these festivals, there are tribute acts. You know, music is a big part of all festivals, and tribute acts are often part of it. And somebody has texted in to say, lads, and this couldn't possibly be true, but it's brilliant nonetheless. Lads, there's a Carpenter Bowie act that calls himself Ziggy Sawdust.
Ah, that's fantastic. Please let that be true. Please no let way. That be true.
There's no way that's true.
There was a Scottish Elton John who called himself Elton Jock years ago. Do you remember him?
Elton Jock.
Elton Jock, which is a great idea.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. I just want to check whether Magic Mike is still talking about the whole Gullion
when
thing.
When it came up, I was like, jeepers, what's on this? He's line? Still the rod was bending. Right.
Unbelievable.
Massively, I thought it was onto a huge one. And then
that's extraordinary. How can a man talk so much about fishing? It's...
This is. I'm going to blame you again. You got him excited with playing spotting on Monday, and he hasn't come down since.
I'll never mention Golly again. I think.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Just one shot. Just one shot.
Just one shot. That's all you got. Let's do it.
It is the one shot to take it all because literally you've got to be... It is quite a high score, right? We are going to put it out there. You will have to do well. But if you do manage to do it, even if you scrape through by just a single extra point, what a prize awaits you. 3-night stay, Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, breakfast every morning, dinner on two of the evenings, an afternoon tea voucher at one of their sister hotels in Dublin City Centre, and all of this celebrating the new Urban Fox Brasserie and Bar in the Beacon. Decadent flavours, daring ingredients. If you're a bit of a foodie, it's a must-see. TheBeacon.com. is the website to check it out on. They offer delicious European cuisine. And if you're planning a barbecue maybe, or a corporate event, or a family event, or any sort of casual event really, it's the perfect brasserie and courtyard there. And of course the Beacon being on the Green Lewis line makes things very handy as well. So that's our prize.
That's our prize. But Dave Murphy, he set this huge score of 14 on Monday. And we've been trying to catch him ever since. We haven't come close yet, but today may be the day. 15 or more, and Connor O'Keefe could be the winner. How are you, Connor?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, sir. That's the way we like it. Good Friday form. So you're feeling sharp, are you, Connor?
Well, yeah, hopefully. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive.
Yeah, good stuff, yeah. So are you a bit of a quizzer yourself, Connor?
I'm no egghead or anything, but I know a bit of general knowledge.
Are you talking to me from inside a Spitfire, Connor?
No, why is it noisy?
It's just a bit muffly.
It's a bit muffly, and I don't want to miss any answers off you. That's the only... I'd be just worried about that. Are you on a loudspeaker or something?
Is that any better now? Like
that's a million times better.
Lovely.
That's the one. Right, Connor, let's get stuck in then. Here we go. If we can get 15, it's all yours. Very best of luck, buddy. Here we go.
In what country was the children's author Hans Christian Andersen born?
Germany.
In Denmark, is Portugal a member of the European Union?
Yes.
Sean is the Irish equivalent of what boy's name?
Sean. Brian.
John, the comic strip Tintin originates from what country?
Germany.
Belgium. What was President Clinton elected as a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
A Democrat. What T is the medical term for ringing or buzzing in the ears?
Tinnitus.
I'll give you that. What is the man-made ditch around a castle called?
Moat.
Yeah, in what city would you visit the Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Yeah. What boy band took the Bee Gees song How Deep Is Your Love to number one?
Take that.
Which author wrote the novel A Christmas Carol?
Scrooge, what's
the name? Charles Dickens. Which European city was divided by a wall in 1961? Yeah, that's it. Which international organization is known by the WHO?
The World Health Organization.
Yeah, which Latin American singer had a hit with Living La Vida Loca? Which part of the body is affected by the condition known as cataracts?
That's the job.
Yes, it is. Right, okay.
A bit of a rough start for you, but you took off then.
Yeah. It's right. Time to do the count. How do we go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Only the 9 this time.
Just that's a great score,
that's
though.
Because it was a shaky
it's a
start.
Great score. Yeah, just because you had a bit of a wobble at the start. Yeah.
But it's a wobble, so what can you do?
What can you do? Great score all the same, Connor. Yeah. Any other week, you'd be laughing.
And once you got on a bit of a roll, then there was no stopping you. It's just a shame we couldn't have gone on for a bit longer. But anyway, listen, Connor, it was a brave effort. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for having a go.
Cheers. Thanks, lad.
Good luck, Connor. Have a great
weekend.
Have
a cracking day.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.